Welcome to SK Hobbies AZ Podcast.
Listen up here and take the RC ride of your life.
Now, here's your host.
The man, myth, legend, and puts the S in SK Hobbies.
Stitch.
All right. Welcome back to SK Hobbies AZ Podcast. I know it's been a long time since we've done a podcast. Like, it's been almost a year. But we're going to be kicking this one off and kind of catching everybody up on everything we have done since our last podcast. I know that we released t-shirts in the last one. I actually have new t-shirts now. Redesigned the logo, as you guys can see. And, you know, they turned out really cool. You can pick them up on Teespring. I'm also working on designing the t-shirts myself. And as soon as I figure out how to get them out there for everybody to purchase, we will definitely get that out to everybody if anybody wants to purchase them that way. We've done a lot on YouTube recently. We built a custom built, we'll call it an SCX-24, but it's really not an SCX-24 anymore. It's built on the Hard Park Goblin V2 chassis. And we got that decked out. We've got a bunch of parts that we got from RC All-Wheel Drive. We got drive shafts, we got links, and the magnet mount for mounting a body. I had to 3D print a rear hinge mount for my wife's build that we did for mounting up these awesome Iceberg RC Toyota bodies. So on the hard part build, we put the Toyota Tacoma body that they make on there, got it painted a desert tan and mounted it up. Now with that one, I just used the standard rear aluminum hinge that Power Hobbies sells. And I mounted that up on the back of the hard park and then used the RC all-wheel drive magnets up front. Now I did put the Toyota 4Runner body on my wife's Betty build, so it's no longer a Betty anymore, but it still has the FuraTech chassis and all of that underneath it. But we have all of that done, and then I had to do this custom mount from Thingverse that I picked up. It was already designed. It's free out there for anybody that wants it. You can check the video out, the link's in the description. But it mounted right on top of the Power Hobbies aluminum hinge mount, and then it uses a thin piece of kind of like your servo tape that you put on this top plate that attaches to your body. So got all that done, and that worked really good. But we've got some awesome RC all-wheel drive cyber wheels, the 1.0 adjustable brass wheels that RC all-wheel drive releases, and we got those mounted up on the hard park build. And then we were using the Swamp King tires by Little Guy Racing, but these are the smaller ones. They make two different sizes. And I believe these are 57 millimeters in height. And then you got 64 millimeters are the bigger ones. Now those bigger ones are on my wife's Betty build, which I guess I can't really call it a Betty build anymore. We're gonna call it the 4Runner build. And then on mine, I have those 57s. It turned out awesome, and I really like how it crawls in the backyard. It was basically my most capable rig that I have built yet. And I say built because I have something that's more capable than what I built. And it was stock out of the box. And that is the Red Cat Ascent 18. Now that just blew away all of my builds out of the water on my backyard crawler course. And we have a video that is up on that. But we did do some modifications to it to get it to outperform everything else. And it wasn't really a lot. There was two free mods. We relocated the battery to set on top of that front plate that comes on the build. And that front plate was already there. There was nothing there. We just removed the little Velcro strap off of the battery location spot, put it around the front going front to rear, and then stuck the battery there, tightened it down, and we were good to go. Now, I did relocate the shocks. Now, in the video that I put up, I didn't relocate the shocks yet, but I do have it relocated now, and it performs just a tad bit better than it did in the video. But basically angled them one more slot inward on the front and the same on the rear, just angled it inward one more slot in, and it's in the top corners basically to the center. That's the two free mods that I did. Now, I did put new rims and tires. I'm utilizing the RC all-wheel drive cyber wheels, but the 1.3 millimeter wheels. So I've got those 1.3 millimeters on there, kind of squeezed them into some little guy racing Swamp King tires, and these are the 64 millimeter, the bigger ones. Squeezed them into there using the stock foams that came with the Swamp Kings, put those in there, and it just rocked the backyard crawler course. I was completely surprised on how well it performed with very little mods. I didn't use any other brass or anything on it other than the brass that comes in those cyber wheels. I am going to be looking at getting some more of the Red Cat upgrade parts to put on there. I'd like to try out the aluminum links. I don't think I'm going to go with the brass links. I'm going to go with the aluminum ones. And then I would like to get a brass diff cover for the front, and then get an aluminum diff cover for the rear. And I think that's what I want to start with. We are not at that, we'll say, the 60-40 split completely on it. We're only setting at it's like a 55, we'll say 56 forward, and, you know, 44, 43 rear. You know what I mean? So we need to get a little bit more weight up front, and I think that this thing will be golden. Left the ESC right where it was. Didn't relocate that. It doesn't really add a lot of weight when you shift that battery up forward, because the battery weighs more. So we got that going for us. And then been doing a lot of work on my 3D printer recently. Actually got the 3D printers back up and running. There's some several videos on some of the upgrades I did on it. I've got another video that's going to be coming out here soon on the enclosure that I installed on my Ender 5 S1. So it's completely fully enclosed now. I'm able to run ABS. I've been doing a lot of printing in ABS, and I have a new design that I did for all of my crawlers. I created a cube for the shocks and diffs for multiple different rigs. So primarily the diffs are for the 8th scale, like Arma diffs for 8th scale, but the 10th scale ones you can actually pull out and put in there too. But 10th scale shocks for the crawlers, 10th scale shocks for the bashers, 8th scale shocks for the bashers. And of course, I've got another project in the works that I've been doing DoorDashing for, to DoorDash for basically getting an SCX6 on our channel. And I've got pretty much almost everything. We're just waiting on a couple of parts to come in that we've already ordered to get the roller build. So the roller portion. So after I get that done, really the only thing I'm gonna have to do is put electronics in it, and then I need to purchase a body for it, and then it should be good to go. I don't have the rims purchased for it yet, but I did get tires for the SCX6 build. We went with the Baja Pro X's. They are the biggest ones made for the SCX6, so we have that. Gonna run it with stock foams for now, and eventually we're gonna probably go with some anti-foams in there. Electronics, I'm still on the fence on what I'm gonna do electronic wise. I do think servo wise, for the steering servo, I'm gonna go with Holmes Hobbies fifth scale servo that he made. I do think that it needs to be direct powered, so we're looking into that. May have to just use a BEC to be able to push a little bit more power to it. At least that's what he says on his website about it, that you should run it with that BEC. So I'm going to figure that out, but I'm not even to the electronics part yet. It's getting this thing, this roller built first. And I'm actually going to do that live on my channel. I'm going to start building it. I don't think I'm going to get it all built, but I know I'm going to get the majority of it done live. And I will put out a community post on our YouTube channel about it before I actually do the live. So if you guys are interested in that, or you guys want to just listen to it as a podcast like this, you guys can just listen to the audio and hear me talk about it and everybody else that will be in on that live. The last time I had one of these podcasts up, I was actually still in a studio in my garage doing my YouTube. And in the summertime, I was actually in my daughter's room, utilizing her room because it was quiet. Because it's just so hot outside here in Arizona that I couldn't do it in the garage. But now I actually have my own studio in the house. And we've got everything all set up. We got the printers in there. We've got all the RCs in there now. Got a nice little workbench set up for working on the RCs and actually doing some lives and video content there. We haven't really done too much with the rock course in the backyard. We've got pretty much it designed for, you know, the 24th and 18th scale, but there are some new sections that we're working on that are going to be for the 10th scale crawlers. We're also going camping this weekend, and we're going to be taking those crawlers out with us, both the 10th scale and the 24 and 18 scale. We're also going to bring our little FMS monster trucks that we have. We're going to be bringing those with us out to do some camping, and we'll probably get some footage and maybe do a little video of what we find out there. We're not going all the way up north. We're going about halfway but anyways, we're going to have a blast out camping. We're going to be playing with some of the RCs a little bit of the time. And who knows, I might actually even go live while I'm out there, depending on the signal. But yes, so we are getting back on that crawler course. We're going to be doing a lot with the crawler course over this next year in the backyard. We're expanding it. We've cleared out a bunch of sections along where our current course is to extend it out and make a pretty good size crawler course. I think we're even looking at our 24 scale monster truck size on the putting a little track down on the end, a little Monster Jam track for them. So I'll be doing some video of that once we get to that portion, but that's going to be way later on in the year, I think. First part is getting the 10th scale side built up. And we're going to make it to where there's a couple of lines that only the 10th scales will be able to do, but then the 24th and 18th scales will be able to rock up on a side of it too and utilize it. And then who knows, we might even start doing some competitions once we get that all done. Some of the other things are going to be coming to the channel eventually here is once we get that SCX6 built, I'm going to be starting to look at getting into the large fifth scale gas RCs. So I'm looking at getting one of those as a basher, looking at getting probably the Losi 5T style build, and then we'll start slowly upgrading that and getting it, you know, we'll say full basher mode. So once you do that, I'll be probably doing an unboxing on that on the channel, and then we will start looking at some upgrades for it and get that up and running. I really enjoy watching them. I know Red Cat makes some gas ones. I don't know if I'm going to end up getting one of them to start with, but I do know I really do want one of those Losi 5Ts. And I don't know if you guys have checked him out, but Nitro Freak on YouTube, he does a lot with those fifth scale gas rigs. So that's it's a good channel to go to and see some of the content. He's built some very expensive fifth scales. And they're not really Losi 5Ts anymore. They're just Losi 5T-like. But he's got the MCD ones. He has a buggy. And then he's got a bunch of Nitro rigs that he's been playing with recently. And it's basically where he started his channel on, was in the Nitro world doing racing and stuff. But yeah, if you're on YouTube, you should go check out Nitro Freak. Other than that, you know, we've been out and went live on several of the AZRC Bashers bashes. We're not going this month to the bash. We've got an actual barbecue that we're holding here at the house for some family and friends, and we're just not going to be able to make it out to the bash event for April here. So we'll see. If they do one in May, we might get out to the one in May, and that would probably be our last one anyway. But anyways, I just wanted to give you guys kind of an update. We're going to get back into doing these podcasts again and see how it goes. They are going to be actually, I think, audio transferred over and put onto YouTube. So if you're listening to this on the YouTube side, I appreciate all of my YouTube listeners that are listening to this podcast. But then you can also find me on all the main platforms, Spotify. I think I'm even on the Apple podcast now too, iHeartRadio. But all your main podcast listening places, you'll be able to hear these podcasts, and then now on YouTube. There are going to be links put onto my Facebook to kind of promote these. So I hope you guys start enjoying it, but we're going to try to do this weekly and just give you guys an update of what's going on here at SK Hobbies Weekly. Talk about any of the builds that we've done in the past week, updates on some of the RCs, and we'll go from there. I hope you guys enjoy the content. I hope you guys check out my YouTube channel, SK Hobbies AZ on YouTube, and we'll see you guys on the next one. Don't forget to follow the podcast for more. I am Stitch, SK Hobbies AZ, and I'm out.